Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Roberta Lee, L-E-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Lee as described in my report at 4/10/21. Ms. Lee is now a 61-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 3/21/17 when she slipped and fell. But as a result, she believes she injured her back and went to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of damage at L4, L5. Period. She did not undergo any surgery for this condition. Period. She states, since evaluated here, she received injections and physical therapy that helped, but no additional surgical procedures. Period. In paragraph, she received an order approving settlement on 10/31/21. With 22.5% of partial total for the orthopedic residuals of a lumbar sprain with disc herniation at L4-5 and disc herniation at L5-S1, comma, post-pain management injections. Period. New paragraph. Additional treatment records show she was seen again by Dr. Molter, M-O-L-T-E-R, on 3/28/22. Period. She reported dealing with a flare on and off over the last 3 years. Period. She had last been seen in 2020, stating that epidural she receives at that time has worn off. Period. He performed lumbar x-rays that showed no evidence of scoliosis. Period. The disc spaces were well maintained. Period. He recommended a repeat epidural injection. Period. On 5/31/22, she submitted to a repeat lumbar MRI that was compared to a that was not compared to any specific studies. She did accept epidural injection from Dr. Molter on 4/21/22. On 6/3/22, she related her pain was better. She was working regular duty. She referred her for another course of physical therapy. Period. She saw Dr. Molter through 12/13/22. Period. She had seen a therapist and was not having much pain. Period. She was working at regular duties and denied any radiating symptoms at that time. Period. Upon exam, straight leg raise and maneuvers were negative bilaterally. Period. She was neurologically intact and had 5/5 strength. Period. His last diagnosis was that of lumbar radiculopathy, for which he recommended a continued home exercise program. Period. She is essentially asymptomatic and will continue to work regular duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was swelling of the ankles bilaterally. Period. She has just begun using a water pill. Period. There were healed longitudinal scars anteriorly at each knee, consistent with bilateral total knee arthroplasties. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic, there were excessive adipose folds, but normal kyphotic curve and no apparent scars. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, there were excessive adipose folds, but no apparent scars. Apparently she had a preserved lordotic curve. Appeared mild tenderness was elicited by palpation about the right parietal musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She changed positions slowly but was able to squat and rise. Period. Impressions on 3/21/17, Roberta Lee was injured as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement. Period. She reopened her case and returned to Dr. Molter. period. An updated MRI was done on 5/31/22 to be inserted here. Period, he performed an epidural injection, and she participated in physical therapy with significant improvement. Period, as of 12/13/22, she was essentially asymptomatic and had already been working full duty. Period, new paragraph. The current examination again shows Ms. Lee is a morbidly obese individual. Period, she had swelling at her ankles. Period, she had bilateral total knee arthroplasty scars. Period, she had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints, making this response inconsequential. Period, new paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from the prior report.